Early this morning at dawn, more than 1,000 police officers and federal agents took down the Roland 40s gang. The Crips-related group was based in South Los Angeles. Police say they targeted the shot callers and arrested 29 gang members. Chief Bratton wanted to send a message to the gang.
And some of these characters are never going to see the outside world again. They're going to be locked away in a federal prison someplace out in the middle of Butte, Montana for the rest of their lives. That's a good place for them because they won't be able to bother anybody but themselves.
Bratton also thanked the FBI for its role in the year-long operation. The chief said when he first came to L.A. 7 years ago, the LAPD was standoffish and had trouble working with, well, just about everyone. Now, with his term ending in 9 days, he believes that has changed. City Attorney Drew Tanich stressed that this has been a long time coming.
Today's effort was not the only effort that this office has taken against this particular gang. In the past, we secured a permanent injunction against the Rolling 40s. And if they continue to violate the law, I can assure you that this won't be my last action.
Drew Tanich says the fight to take back the streets from gangs is far from over.
The city attorney's office wants to send a clear and concise message to this gang and to every other gang and gang member in the city of Los Angeles that we intend to enforce the law and that we will use every single remedy, civil and criminal, at our disposal to get this job done. And we will be back.
Some gang members remain at large, but the chief says the streets of South LA are undeniably safer. I'm Timothy Beckworth, Annenberg Radio News.